I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome in to Players Only.
Hit the money in the mouth!
Brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio. Here's Chiefs ambassador and Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danan Hughes.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? Good to be back here in the studio. As mentioned, I am Danan Hughes, your host, and this is Players Only, the final show of the 2025 season. It has been cut shorter than we have become accustomed to. Still trying to figure out what I am going to do with my free weekends. Got some travel with my wife and kids and grandkids and so on coming up. So I will inevitably fill the voids on the weekends. But yes, this is the final show, and this is Players Only. We have come to you just about every week of this season, every Thursday. It has been another fun year, a sixth season on the air, not just in the booth with the Chiefs Radio Network, but also having this show, a true, true blessing. And again, just not used to having to talk about this. I was talking with C-Dot as he was leaving the studio, and I was trying to think if I had ever done a final show of the season without knowing, because we've gone to the AFC Championship and or the Super Bowl, and I don't believe I've ever done a show after the Super Bowl. So this is the final show, and I actually knew it coming into the week. So it is kind of weird, and but at the same time, it's I guess refreshing. We are in a position that we knew we were going to be in for the final 4 weeks of the season, basically. So you've had time to digest what did and did not happen on the field for our Kansas City Chiefs this season. And now we can just kind of woosah, work our way into the offseason, have all the speculation and all the judgments and all the what we should do and what we shouldn't do, who we should get, who we shouldn't get. We have a coaching carousel going on with assistant coaches, and we'll talk a lot about that during this 1 hour. Remember, the phone lines, text lines are open, 913-586-7965. I want to start the show off as if you've listened all season and for the last 5 years prior to this, we run this show in quarters, just like a football game, first quarter, second quarter, halftime, third quarter, and fourth quarter. First quarter of the show are post-game interviews. And I particularly like this segment because it gives us a flashback and just a personal touch with the players and Coach Andy Reid after each game. Well, this was the final game, and we knew it going in, and unfortunately, we lost to the Raiders. Still not sure how I feel about that. My head says one thing. My heart says another thing. I get it, the business side of it. If you listen to the Chiefs Radio Network and the pregame show leading into the game, I even spoke about the last game I played in the NFL, last regular season game, or last regular game, I should say, non-preseason, was against the Raiders, and we lost in 1998. It's the only time I lost to the Raiders. I am a Raider hater. I think that was kind of infused in me as soon as I got off the airplane at KCI in 1993 after the Chiefs drafted me, and there must have been something in the water, but I immediately started hating the Raiders right then and there. Having said that, it was tough to digest going to Allegiant Stadium, going to where the Raiders, or as I referenced on Twitter, where you can follow me at DAHughesGuy83, Arrowhead West. It still is that, but it was tough to digest. But in the back of my mind, all I could do was just think about, we're going to have a top 10 pick, and we can get a playmaker, not just another guy that plays a position. And I'll dig more into that and the differences there. But make sure you give us a call, 913-586-7965. Text us as well. First quarter, we're going to the interviews, and I want to tackle Shane Buechel first. Shane Buechel is the backup quarterback, where we got him late in the season when we needed emergency. We needed to go to the bullpen for an emergency arm because of the injuries to our first two quarterbacks. I thought going into the game, it was an opportunity of a lifetime for Chris Oladokun after his play on Christmas night against a very, very talented Denver Broncos defense. I thought this was an opportunity where you can secure yourself as a potential candidate to be a number two quarterback going into 2026, with the luxury of having the number one quarterback rehabbing the entire offseason and most of the preseason likely. And unfortunately, he did not take advantage of the opportunities, and sometimes that's how it works. A lot of times guys have made it in the league and professional sports, and they are relegated to a certain role, and that's probably in a position for the most job security. And in the first half, he did not look like the same quarterback that we had saw the couple of games prior to that. And that's unfortunate for him because I think he's a good kid. I think he's very talented. I don't know what happened. I don't know if the Raiders just did a better job of scouting, if he was trying to do things outside of himself, but they had to go to the bullpen, tap the right arm, and go get Shane Buechel. And we talked to Shane right after the game.
All right, thanks, guys. Here with quarterback Shane Buechel. Shane, tough loss.
Yeah, tough loss. Obviously, the last game of the season, you want to come out with a win and go in with some momentum, but offensively, we just didn't do enough to come out with the win. Defense played a great job, giving the ball back to us. We just got to be better on our end.
Yeah, definitely a team game and a tough loss, but, I mean, you got to feel a certain way about having the opportunity to go out there in the second half, and you had the big play to Hollywood Brown and orchestrate what could have been a game-winning drive there. I mean, how big is it for you being a practice squad guy, bouncing from a team late in the season and coming here back home to be able to have that opportunity?
Yeah, it was cool to come back, be around all the guys, and then just get an opportunity to go in and play. It was good to be back. It's fun being here. Like I said, with all the teammates that I had back in the past, so it was a lot of fun.
And now the off season is upon us a little sooner than anybody would have imagined. What does that present for you?
I'm not sure. Just going back to work. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. So, just taking it day by day, go back to work, and hopefully we'll be somewhere next year.
All right. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
There you have Shane Buechel, a young guy that
I commend coming into a situation where you are thrust into the lineup after being on the practice squad in Buffalo and taking advantage of your opportunities, doing what you could to put us in a position to win the football game. And unfortunately, the defense could not hold the Raiders back. My second interview, player interview, was with Harrison Butker. Harrison Butker obviously was fielding a lot of heat, a lot of arrows in his direction this season. Going into that Raider game, you know, he had missed several kicks, field goals, as well as point afters. He was 29 of 34 going into that game and 31 of 35 in PATs going into the game. Let's hear from Harrison Butker. It kind of sets us up for some of the same questions I asked Andy Reid. We'll get to after that.
All right, thanks, guys. Here with Harrison Butker. Harrison, kind of the story of the season has been close losses and another one, a little tough to digest.
Yeah, close game. Obviously, as a kicker, it's great to see another kicker, you know, have a good performance. Obviously, you don't want the other team to win the game, but Daniel and I, we've gone to kicking camps. We got recruited both at the same time when we were seniors in high school, and I've been able to – we followed each other's careers, right? He's been the Raiders kicker, so I'm happy for him, but obviously that was a tough loss. When we made the field goal at the very end of the game, felt pretty good. You know, a minute left, try to stop him, but did a good job, and unfortunately, like you said, another close game that we lost.
How big is it that special teams – there's been some questions overall for this entire season, but there's been questions across the board. But this game, they snuff out the fake punt. You got the multiple field goals that you made that caused the turnover that was crucial after the safety. I mean, how big is it that the final taste in your mouth is a positive one for the special teams unit?
Yeah, that's definitely a positive takeaway. We've talked about getting a turnover all year and to finally get one from, you know, a rookie, Ethan Downs, who's worked his tail off all season. He's been a great practice squad look guy for us and had a great game, at least caused that turnover. So that was huge for special teams. And then, you know, making the four field goals, I thought Matt Ariza did a great job flipping the field. We did a good job on kickoff and, you know, just had a good, solid game. And it's always good to end on a high note.
How big is it? I'm glad you brought that up about the young talent having opportunities out there for older guys like yourself, you know, even watching Travis grind through when mathematically you guys have been pretty much done from postseason for a few weeks. But then to see the emergence of some of these young guys and taking full advantage of their opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, that's another positive takeaway that if you can find any positives, you know, this would be one of them. You know, you got young guys that, you know, are working really hard in practice, but it's always tough to see how good they are against, you know, their teammates, and it's a practice setting, and it's exciting for everyone to see the young guys that have kind of maybe been on practice squad the whole season and get an opportunity and do well with it. So, you know, as a kicker who's just on the sideline watching the game, you know, I was happy to see a lot of the young guys do a great job.
How huge is it? And I spoke with Coach Reid right after the game, and one thing that jumped out to me is his willingness to have one-on-ones with every player. That was not the case when I played. My coaches, like, we cleaned out our lockers, had one big meeting, and everything was over. I mean, how big is it that you have a coach with his resume, with his leadership, with all the successes, still being willing to take time individually to look at you guys as young men and be able to have those kind of conversations?
Yeah, it's interesting you said that. You know, I've been here 9 years, and this is always how we've done it. You know, you got your exit meeting with Coach Reid, exit meeting with your coordinator and your position coach. So before everyone breaks, you get a really honest assessment from everyone. And, you know, it takes a long time. As a veteran, I get to kind of cut the line and go early on. But, you know, Coach Reed's meeting with 53 plus, what, the 16-player practice squad and plus the IR guys. I mean, guys are there for a long, long time. You know, I don't know, probably at least 6 hours for the last guy to go. But, you know, I think it's a great thing to do. You know, you put a little ribbon on the season and get ready for next year, and the coaches and players can figure out any issues they had, you know, resolve any conflicts, and then move on.
That's awesome. I think that's great. Appreciate your time, Harrison.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Yeah, Harrison, one of the pros. I understand there's a job in the NFL that I would not want to have, and that's an NFL kicker, because unless you are perfect, you are treated like garbage, and people will clamor for opportunity to replace you or to be able to speak badly about you
regardless of what you've done throughout your career. Harrison ended the season 33 of 38 on field goal attempts and 31 of 35. Definitely not to the standard that he has set, not to the standard that we would like to see from a kicker, but still a pro's pro. And let me tell you from experience, not everybody after losses, after a losing season, heck, after original, just individual games, are willing to step to the microphone and talk to Chiefs Radio Network, whether it's Josh Klingler or myself. And every time I've gone to Harrison, every time I've gone to guys like Drew Tranquil, Nick Bolton, Trent McDuffie, and the list goes on and on, those guys make themselves available. Brian Cook is on that list as well. So a true pro's pro, and totally get, you know, the emotions that are involved in knowing that your season is over. You put all your heart and soul, blood, sweat, and tears into this game to be a pro and to be exceptional at your job, and you've had success being hitting the pinnacle of Super Bowl wins and appearances, and then to have that be deflated at the end of the season, especially at the hands of the Raiders. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from Andy Reid, and then, as always, we got hot fire, spit fire takes. We'll talk to him. We'll go to him next.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes, brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Because I spit hot fire.
Woo! I'll call me super hot boy, 100 degrees, leather jacket, because I'm super hot, boy.
All right, welcome back to Players Only. I'm your host, Danan Hughes. The phone lines, text lines are open, 913-586-7965. It's the hot fire, spit fire take session of our show. The second quarter, we usually bring it to you right away, but we're going to pause and go to Andy Reid's post-game interview from the Raiders.
All right, here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, story of the season, another tough, close loss.
Yeah, it was. You know, again, the positive is we got to see a lot of young guys play. You want to come out with a win, always, and it wasn't good enough when it was all said and done.
Coach, that leads me to our first question in regards to this being the final game. This is one of the first times, especially here during your tenure, where you knew the final game was the final game. Leading up to this game, the prep, the impact, knowing that you have two young quarterbacks, did that change anything about this approach for this Raider game?
No, I mean, we spent the hours putting it together, and players spent the hours working it. You know, it just didn't go as smooth as what we wanted. When we expect the young guys, when they have a chance to jump in, go. We cut it back a little bit so guys could play fast, and you know, we got to do a better job all the way around, coaching, playing, and I mean, it's a team effort here. So we could all do a little bit better.
No moral victories, but definitely some positives to take away from the game. Special teams, huge turnover caused. Harrison Butker and his field goals. You snuffed out the fake punt. A lot of good things on that side.
Yeah, no, listen, there were some good things there. Good field position on the last one too. That was a big one. And for us, but listen, there are always some good things you can take out of it. We just had too many things go the wrong way, and you know, you got to take care of that. So it's a good lesson to learn, mm-hmm. and for all of us, you know, going into next season, we'll have a good off season. We'll gear it up, and Brett will have, you know, we're in a good position on picks, and he'll knock it out there, and then we've got to knock it out coaching and playing and take care of business there.
Coach, throughout this season, you and I come together after every game, and I hear your press conferences, and you talk about being not too far off, not too far off. Is that kind of, with all these close losses, is that something that carries into the off season as well, or is it just a clean slate starting from scratch?
No, you learn from it. And so that's the main objective. If we're not learning from it, you know, then there's something wrong there. So we've got to go back through and evaluate it again. And as players, we got to feel like we got to put a clamp on things when it's time to clamp it down. These games are all determined by 7 points or less, you know, over 50% of them. So you have to be sharp every week. It doesn't matter who you play. Parity in this league is crazy. So you got to stay on top of everything. And you know, it starts with me. We got to do a better job there and do a better job all the way around.
Coach, seems like eons ago when I played this game back in the 90s, but I was never fortunate to have one-on-one interviews with our coaches. We came in at the end of the season, kind of cleaned our locker out, had a team meeting, but it seems like a staple of your coaching and leadership is having individual meetings with players. How big is that for you and for those guys?
Yeah, well, I want to look at them eye to eye, you know, man to man at the end of this thing and talk and give them some guidance. They're young guys, man. Give them some guidance the best I can. Find out where they're at. And maybe they'll have some guidance for me, too. Mm-hmm. So it's you put it out on the table there and then you send them off from there.
One of those guys is Travis Kelce. Not trying to divulge. You don't know. Nobody knows. But, I mean, how big is it? I thought coming into this game and over these last few games with you all being mathematically eliminated from playoffs, his leadership and being that staple on offense, still coming out with the same energy, playing literally to the final play. I mean, how big is it for a guy that's accomplished so much for him to still be diving in like that?
Yeah, he didn't want to come out of the game, which is typical of this guy. Listen, he's the best, and he's going down in his head and in the history of the game, whether he plays or doesn't play. He's, you know, right now he's set another record today and with 13,000 yards. That's a whole lot of yards, man, for one body to go through, and he's done that, and that's quite an accomplishment in itself.
Coach, I know the season hasn't gone like anybody would like, but I want to let you know that I appreciate how gracious you've been every single week allowing me to come and do these post-game interviews.
Man, I appreciate you, man. You've done a great job with this, and it's always good to see those great players transition into being great at something else, and you've done a great job here.
Thank you, Coach.
I thought that was one of the more special, probably of the best interviews I've had with head coach Andy Reid this season. It's just more personable than it's just about business. And unfortunately, it was unfortunate that we were in that circumstance. But I thought not just the compliments that I paid him to say at the end. I did, Julio. No, I'm only kidding. But also just talking about, you know, the team not being too far off. And I think that's kind of been a comment, been a notion this season where because we were losing close games, you know, as a coach, you're going through the season, hey, we're not too far off, because literally that is true. You're not too far off. You're losing games by 3 points, 4 points, 7 points, 6 points, and it seems like it's consistent throughout the season. But then to come to the offseason, there's a lot of fans, there's a lot of people would say, well, they were so close in so many games, if they would have just won those 3 or 4 games that they lost, then they would be in the playoffs and the season wouldn't be over, and then you'd have an opportunity. And I thought it was refreshing, and I think the Chiefs fans should hear that or remember that portion of that interview, that doesn't carry over to the offseason. You can't go into an offseason, especially in the NFL, thinking that, hey, we were so close in so many games, let's just tighten a screw here. No, it's a refresh, a refresh entirely. And that's what I took away from that, is that these guys are committed to building championship teams, not just building teams that are going to win closer games or close games that they lost this year. So I thought that was refreshing. And then the one-on-one meetings, and I know I'm getting past my time for the hot fire, spitfire take, Julio, but the one-on-one meetings, there's a component, and this might be, this can be my hot fire take or one of them. Oftentimes, athletes are not treated like humans. There's not much empathy. People think just because they play a game that they are just big kids and they're playing a game for a living and they should fit into this box. They should act like this. They should have money saved like this. And they don't ever put the human tag on an athlete. Oftentimes, I don't think people who criticize athletes, quite honestly, ever remember or think to remember how they were, what decisions they made when they were 21, 22, 23 years old, and imagine those same decisions if they had 7-8 figures in their bank account. How amplified those decisions would be. Not more responsible, but amplified. How much partying they would do more, how much traveling and craziness, what kind of cars they would have bought as opposed to the junkers, the first ones that they got out of college or going to college, what houses they would have bought instead of the one bedrooms or the flats that they wind up living in. Things don't become real until they become personal. And I thought one-on-one meetings, and as Andy mentioned, looking eye to eye at another man, talking about your job performance, talking about your job future, talking about the goals that you need to attain during the offseason, gain weight, lose weight, get faster, be more committed, be the first one, last one out, and you're hearing it from your boss. That's something that we all have to do. Heck, it's the beginning of the year. You probably had end of the year performance ratings and meetings with your bosses or beginning of the year meetings, and you probably had some semblance of that. So I just want to say from a hot fire, spitfire take, and I still have more that I want to talk about, and we'll get into that the next segment. But remember that these guys are human. There are guys that took the field. I'm looking at my depth chart here for the game against the Raiders. There will be several of these guys that will not only not be with the Chiefs, but they will be transitioning out of their profession this offseason. They may not play another down in the NFL, and they had their opportunities. And then to cap off that season, a disappointing season on all accounts, to be able to stand in front of a guy with the resume of Andy Reid, the leadership qualities of that man, and be able to hear about your performance and what can make you a better human being, might make you a better husband, father, man, in your second profession. It might be food of advice that he could give you that will help you transition to the next segment of your life. That's quality. That's what we should be proud of. And for all the people that are out there talking about Andy's beyond his days and we had this disappointing season and change needs to happen, that's one component that I'm speaking about that should squash any of that conversation. You have a man that is exemplary at leadership that's leading other men, and we just happen to not be successful on the football field this year, but they will bounce back. I totally believe it. All right, when we come back, halftime is upon us. We come back, we're going to get to the phone lines and the text lines. I still got more, Julio, so don't give me the grade yet on my hot fire, spitfire takes. We'll tackle it all next.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. And by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio. On your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Players Only, brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Third quarter of the show. We got the phone lines. Text line still open, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Dan and KCK.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works? Grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Aiden, how you doing? Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, Bouchel did play pretty good. He believed Chris Oldokin made the one big play to Hollywood Brown. So, yeah, seems odd that Chiefs are not going to playoffs. But, hey, yeah, they did real well with what they had, you know. And for the playoffs, Dan, I think I want the Jaguars to beat the Bills and either the Rams or Bears against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And what do you think about John Harbaugh getting fired? What do you think? Everybody's saying he might go to the Giants. And what do you think about Mike Tomlin, if he doesn't win against the Texans, and what about the Jets, who's sending NFL history the wrong way with no interceptions? That's unbelievable, and it would have been the first time that the NFL would have ended with a 12-11. So take care, Dan. See you next year. Take care,
Dan. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate the call each and every week. Dan comes with the energy for John Harbaugh. To answer your question, it's a crazy business, bro, and you have to be successful yesterday. And unfortunately for him, he won't be able to hold his entire career in Baltimore. But just like we were the beneficiaries of Andy Reid in Philadelphia, feeling like he was beyond his days, and now we know he wasn't, I'm sure that's going to be the fate for John Harbaugh wherever he goes. He'll just be resurrected with a renewed energy, and he's shown himself to be a quality coach, and I'm sure he'll rebound quickly. All right. Let's go to line two, Batman.
You know, Dana, I have to tell you something about your interview with Coach Reed. It just reminded me of something that I have to do, and it's to thank you, brother, because you're the best color man, the best man that we've ever had in your job. And I swear to God, you played with some of my favorite Chiefs players, and you're the best color man that we've ever had on the Chiefs. And you better think about coming back. And if there's a chance that you could be the offensive coordinator, they'd better talk to you about it first, brother. That's all I got to say because you're the best. Thanks.
Appreciate that, Batman. I can tell you that there's no offensive coordinator. Only coordinator I'm going to be is coordinating my kids and grandkids, coordinating some trips with my wife this offseason. So, yeah, I appreciate that, man. And I love being in the booth, completing my sixth season. Looking forward to number seven coming next year and getting some more jewelry on my fingers. All right, let's go to line three and Brenda.
Yes. I'm from Hiawatha, Kansas. I listen to the games all the time on the radio. I appreciate the insiders, you and Mitch and everybody. I get to know things that people don't know when they're just watching on TV. And I just want to say that I have a relative who plays with the Chiefs, and that's Mike Pinnell. So God bless you all, and thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. I appreciate that call as well, and thank you for the great compliments. We have a goal that every time we get on the microphone for a game in the 3-hour pregame show with Josh Klingler and myself, We want to speak to everybody around the Chiefs Kingdom in a way that they can better understand and better accept and better enjoy the game itself and the nuances of the game, because there's so much that goes on during one football play, never mind the entire game. So I'm so thankful and happy that you are receptive to all that and that you enjoy it, and as well as you got the tie with Mike Pinnell and the Chiefs Kingdom in that locker room. Thank you so much. All right, Big T, what's good?
Yeah, hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. Good job this year. I, too, want to shout out to you. I thank you for your insight, being a player, being down in the trenches and giving the average fan the insight from your eyes. And then some of the guests you've had on this year, too. We appreciate that. Keep up the hard work. First of all, we don't know this yet, but if the big dog on the porch, the badass mofo Travis Kelce, is going out, I want to tip my hat to that cat. Woo, Travis Kelce, we love you. If you're listening, we know you got stuff left in the tank, and if you want to come back, come on back, big dog, because we always need a nice target to throw to. And then, you know, this offseason is real important. We got Pat Mahomes, the king of sling, the best trigger man in the league, rehabbing his leg, and he'll be ready to roll again. So it's not all doom and gloom. Sure, we're down and out right now. We didn't make the playoffs. That's a bummer. We've had a damn good run, so I appreciate the Chiefs. I appreciate Big Red sitting down his players and looking them eye to eye. That's why he's a Hall of Fame coach, and that's why he's the pops. He's like Big Red, you know, he's like our dad. And I hope one kid took his advice, and that's Rashee Rice. So Big Red looked Rashee Rice right in the eye and said, "Hey, young lad, you know you messed up, but we need you. You can make good, but you got to keep your nose clean and stay out of trouble in the off season. Work hard and come back next year and be ready to roll." And then from the top down, you know, this is an important draft for the Kansas City Chiefs. We've always been drafting really late in rounds because we're so successful every year, and that's a great thing. Well, this year we weren't too successful, but we can be successful to set us up for next year if we can hit this draft, get some defensive help, maybe some offensive help, whichever direction they need to go with that first-round pick and the other draft picks that are going to be coming in. We're going to be adding, deleting to this roster, but as always, we're still going to love our Chiefs. We're going to be looking forward for next year, make a playoff run. And as always, let's go Chiefs.
Choo-choo! Appreciate you, Big T. Thanks for that energy, and thanks for the commitment to the show each and every week, man. You bring the funk, and I appreciate it. All right, so with the text line, we got some texts from the 816. See you in Cancun, Danan. If I see you in Cancun, you better buy me a Yingling flight. That's all I'm saying. That's the least you can do, all right? From the 816, as a former special teams player, do you think Dave Tobe needs to go? Absolutely not. I think the onus is on the players to make plays. I'm a person that you will very, very, very rarely ever hear me call for somebody's job, especially when they are not the ones that are performing the actions on the field. As a player, I had an onus when it was Kurt Schottenheimer, when it was Mike Stock as special teams coaches, when I was with the Chiefs, Al Saunders as the wide receiver coach my entire career. I had a job to perform on the field, and if I didn't do my job, their job was to prepare me. Their job was to coach me. If I held somebody, that's not their fault. If I missed a kick, that's not their fault. Like that's their the players have to have an onus, and I'm sure the players do. If you ask a man, any man in that locker room, they'll say, "Heck no, don't fire any of these coaches, because it's my responsibility," and that's where integrity comes in. So I don't believe that Dave Tobe needs to go. All right, from the 816, Danan and Company, thanks for the coverage throughout the seasons, good and bad. We are Chiefs Kingdom. Amen, brother. Appreciate you. All right, from the 816, Shane, yep, Shane Bruchel is back on the Buffalo practice squad, and good for him and good for the structure. I would not doubt, I don't know this as inside scoop or anything like that, but I would not doubt that there was probably an understanding and an agreement with Shane and his representatives that he will have an opportunity to come here because he was needed. He'll have an opportunity to showcase some skills on the field in real life game speed that might help him next year, boost him up on the depth chart of whatever team he's on. But he's back on the practice squad with Buffalo and has an opportunity at a Super Bowl ring. So good for him. That just tells you a lot about that young man, not just his abilities, when you have a shuffle that goes along with and allowing him to do so and reach his dreams. He doesn't want to just be on a team. He wanted to play, and he got that opportunity for a half. From the 816, not into his politics, but he has made some super big kicks for us, and that's what it's all about, sports kick athlete, my team. Yeah, you're talking about Harrison Butker. I agree. From the 913, how realistic is it if we get Kingsbury or McDaniel as OC? Would Harbaugh take a job as a DC if Spags gets a head coaching offer? I don't think Harbaugh will go back to being a coordinator anywhere. He is the hottest coach on the market right now, justifiably so. So to think that he would go back to being a coordinator, I think that's unrealistic. Kingsbury, McDaniel, definitely options out there. Kingsbury, especially with his history with Patrick Mahomes, could be a benefit to us. McDaniel, I'm not sure. I just saw a tweet from Tyreek Hill saying he would not be a good fit as an OC for us in our system. Not sure what that's about, if that's sour grapes or if there's some truth behind it, but it does make it interesting. From the 816, dang, gonna miss players only. Just as much a part of the season as the games itself for a delivery driver like me. Love hearing the game through a player's eyes like yours. Enjoy the extra time off and go Chiefs, and to heck with the Denver Donkeys. I agree on all parts, and I've always said when I'm on the air, I know that I'm speaking, the audience I'm speaking to are the soccer moms, the baseball dads, the truck drivers, the delivery drivers, the Uber drivers, etc. And hopefully our message comes across clearly in an entertaining way. So I appreciate all those calls, text messages. If there's still some text messages, the line is still open, 913-586-7965. When we come back, we'll take a glance around the NFL playoffs. The wild card weekend is upon us.
You're listening to Players Only with Dana Hughes, brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Players Only. I am your host, Dayton Hughes. This is the final segment of the final show of the season, and I just see on the text line, 785, wait, this is the end of Players Only. Just tuned in. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, it is the final show, the final segment, the final few minutes, and it has been an amazing season as always. I see from the 918, Tyreek returning to KC. No, I doubt that. I think we are where we are. I'm looking at my normal weekly agenda for this show. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. Fourth quarter is usually the preview to opponents. We don't have an opponent, Julio. We don't have anybody to talk about in regards to the Chiefs facing this week. But there is still football that is going on in the NFL. So because I am also known, I don't know if you know this, Julio, I am also known as Nostradanin. I am the key prognosticator. I can tell you, now this is not the betting line, it's not Bet365 or anything, DraftKings or anything like that. So don't blame me if you wager on any of my picks. I'm just telling you what I call myself, Nostradanin. And I have been right at times. So I'm looking across the landscape of the NFL wildcard weekend. Rams, Panthers, I'm going with the Rams. I think the Rams are a better team. They are favored by 10.5 in the playoffs on the road against the Panthers. Solid defense, but 10.5 points is a lot. Packers, Bears. Strangely, because I have some friends up in Chicago, went to University of Iowa, so been around a lot of Chicago folks. The Chiefs are not in the playoffs. I am putting my cards behind the Chicago Bears. There's a tie to the Kansas City Chiefs in the PR department with Ted Cruz and the front office, et cetera. Bears are my NFC team that I'm hoping goes to the Super Bowl. So I have them beating the Packers, even though the Packers are a favorite in that game by 1.5. That's Saturday slate. Sunday, the Bills, Jaguars. The Jaguars are the underdog, even though they're at home with a better record. And there's a part of me, Julio, and I said this earlier on the Midday Show with Cody and Gold. There's a part of me that feels like I should be cheering for the Bills just because they haven't been there. But then I quickly gain my composure and could care less about the Bills. Screw them. Jaguars is actually my team that I am as in the complete slate of AFC teams. I feel like the Jaguars is the only team that I would feel comfortable with, that I would not need any Pepto-Bismol for the entire playoff run, that I can be behind the Jacksonville Jaguars. They beat us, heads up, Monday Night Football. And I feel like that would be a cool story. I know that's not the glamorous Super Bowl that anybody would want to see as far as the Bears versus the Jaguars, but I think from a pure football perspective, cheering for Caleb Williams versus Trevor Lawrence, two underdogs that had subpar seasons in recent years, climbing to the top in their respective conferences and getting to the promised land out in Palo Alto or San Francisco, wherever that stadium is. I think that would be a cool story. 49ers, Eagles. Ooh, that's a tough one. Eagles are 5.5-point favorites. I think I'm tired of the Eagles. I'm going to go with the Niners. Yeah, it's time. We beat them twice in the Super Bowl. The Eagles beat us once. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Niners. I'd like to see that. It's going to be a tough game on the road. Chargers, Patriots. I got no love for the AFC West teams. Chargers, again, in the playoffs. Not many people remember that they were in the playoffs last year in Harbaugh's first year, so As much as it pains me, I'm going to go with the Patriots in that game. Texans, Steelers. Oh, I think this Texans could really make some noise in this playoffs, but I'm going for Mike Tomlin. I feel like the Aaron Rodgers, 40-plus-year-old, going to the playoffs and in a crazy fashion with the missed kick last week, I think that would be a cool story, and to see the Steelers at least win one playoff game. And there's not any talk about Mike Tomlin being replaced. I feel like that would do us a great service as a football fan. The number one seeds that are not playing, obviously the Donkeys, I am not going to root for them. So whoever they play in the divisional round, I hope they lose by 50 points. 5-0 points in that game. In the divisional round, and I'll be watching that game intently just to see them fail. And then all of the noise about the Broncos being the cream of the crop in the AFC, and they figured us out, and now they have gotten above us somehow, some way with Sean Payton and Bo Nix, and that defense will be squashed, and they will have so many questions that they will have to answer, probably more questions than us going into the offseason if they wet the bed and don't advance in the playoffs after being a number one seed. So there's my slate right there for the playoffs. For Julio, myself, as I mentioned, I am truly, truly blessed to be able to don the airwaves each and every week during the season, not just in the booth with Chiefs Radio Network, but also here. I appreciate Steven Spector, Roxanne Marotti, everybody with Odyssey that allows me to come in here for 6 straight years and just chat with you all from a player's perspective as players only. As you noticed, no other person comes in the studio but me and former players. And we want to just bring a different perspective than you'd hear from a lot of pundits and news media around the country. Chiefs Kingdom is so special. It is so special to me, and I look so forward to jumping on these airwaves as we approach free agency, the draft. We didn't get into the stadium. I know that's a hot topic. We'll be able to tackle all of that in the future, and I look so forward to doing so with the best fans in the NFL. So, with that being said, everyone out there, have a blessed and happy offseason, and we'll be coming back to you soon. Before you know it, the season is right around the corner. All right, for Julio, I am out. This is Danan. Peace.
You're listening to Players Only with Dana Hughes, brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm Spencer, and I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare, focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.